From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Expressions of concern from European leaders Monday following remarks by President-elect Donald Trump that, among other things, the NATO alliance is obsolete. Britain's planned exit from the European Union is a good thing and hints of an easing of sanctions on Russia. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels took a cautious approach to the president-elect's interview remarks, including EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
I think the European Union will stick together. I'm 100% convinced of this. I respect the opinions of the future president of the United States, but I think the European Union will be okay in the future.
French President François Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but based on its own interests and values. He said Europe does not need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy, the German leader said, once Mr. Trump is in office, we will cooperate with the new American administration. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Mr. Trump's comments prompted surprise and anxiety among NATO members. The British pound is near a three-month low ahead of a speech Tuesday by Prime Minister Theresa May, widely expected to outline the path Britain will take to leave the European Union. Investors are nervous the UK will have limited or no access to the EU market. In northeast Nigeria, at least three people were killed, 15 wounded, and two suicide attacks on the campus of the University of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State. The Islamist insurgency Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the attack. The Nigerian government has continued to clear operations of Boko Haram hideouts, insisting the insurgency is in its final stage. This is VOA News.